If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'm Bridget Tigemeyer, filling in for Dr. Mike, who will be back next week. As I said, he's a very, very busy man, and he was off to his next speech of trying to convince people that everyone gets a do-over. He was practicing on me before he left, and he said, "You get a do-over! You get a do-over! You get a do-over!" So that's apparently the message of the day. You get a do-over. Since we won't have his relationship of the week, that will be his relationship of the week. You get a do-over. And the number one way to do that is to grab a buddy. According to Dr. Roizen, that's the pep talk he gave me right before he left. Okay, so let's get back to the top medical news of the week. I talked about Food Day being on October 24th nationally every year. And so CSPI, the Center for Science and the Public Interest, put out this awesome article about the top 10 foods to avoid on Food Day. And I think it's safe to say every day of the year, because these are 10 of the most awful foods, if you're looking in terms of the nutritional value, that you could probably find. So I'm going to go through their list with you, because some of these are absolutely absurd and show the need for a change in the food system, a change or a shift that's more towards companies being responsible for the foods and ingredients that they're putting into their food, consumers being responsible for reading the nutrition facts label, for eating more whole foods and less processed foods, and for the government to be regulating these food industries instead of allowing everyone to throw whatever into their food products. So the first one is a product by Stouffer's. Stouffer's Satisfying Servings, the White Meat Chicken Pot Pie. It claims to only have 590 calories and 13 grams of saturated fat and 930 milligrams of sodium. So let me emphasize, it says only 590 calories and 13 grams of saturated fat and 930 milligrams of sodium, but that's a lot, and that's not even for the entire pie, that's for half of the pie. So if you eat the entire pie, which is probably fairly common for most people, you end up with 1,180 calories, which is over half of the amount that's recommended for the general human, 26 grams of saturated fat, which is more than one day's worth of recommended saturated fat, and 1,860 milligrams of sodium, which is so high for one little pot pie. The next one is the Five Guys hamburger with no toppings. It has 700 calories and 20 grams of saturated fat, which is one full day's worth. And it has, if you get French fries, that adds 950 calories for just their regular fries. Or if you were to opt for the large, that would be 1,310 calories for the large fry, which is absolutely disgusting. And it shouldn't even be allowed, and the company should be embarrassed, in my opinion. Then the third one is Campbell's regular condensed soup. It has 810 milligrams of sodium, but that's just for one cup. So if you're to eat the whole can of soup, it contains 2,030 milligrams of sodium, which is more than most adults should be consuming. 50% of Americans should be consuming about 1,500 milligrams of sodium. The next one was shocking to me, the Chipotle chicken burrito. And that's if you have it on the tortilla with rice, pinto beans, cheese, chicken, sour cream, and salsa. So that's why this calorie count is so high. It's 1,020 calories and 16 grams of saturated fat and 2,400 milligrams of sodium. But the nice thing about Chipotle is that you can build your bowl or build your burrito to be more healthy. And so obviously the one tip would be to not get the tortilla. I would opt for the black beans instead of the pinto beans, because the pinto beans are cooked in pork fat. At least they were the last time that I was looking into Chipotle, which was a few months ago. And to not choose the sour cream, to get the pico de gallo and all of the awesome sauces that they have, and then opt for it without cheese as well. And that can substantially reduce your calorie intake. And then you can also get the brown rice instead of the white rice, and then just get a bowl or a salad.
Bridget, you're knocking out my favorite food groups, burritos and pot pies.
Well, Sonar, I'm sorry, but they are not doing you any justice.
Why so much sodium? Why is everybody putting so much sodium in everything?
Because they know that it tastes good. They obviously have a strategy behind it. I mean, the food industry and food companies know more about the behavioral chain or the behavioral impact on how to get people hooked than even scientists and nonprofits. Like, the nonprofit world is so behind, and I'm including hospitals in that, the food industry, because just like the tobacco industry, they've known for so long exactly what hooks people, and that's why they've been able to effectively market their products.
Are our tongues betraying the rest of our bodies? Is that what you think is happening?
Our eyes and our tongues, yes. And then, I mean, there's like a lot of influence from the marketing that goes into it. I mean, when I interned at CSPI, they had Michelle Kwan, who was recently endorsing, it was around the time of the Winter Olympics, and she was endorsing Coca-Cola, even though she's on the President's Council, which is an appointed position for athletes to promote health to youth.
But on the other side, McDonald's sponsors the Olympics.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about the money and the politics. So we don't have very much longer, but I'll just get to the fifth, which is the chocolate tower truffle cake from the Cheesecake Factory. It has 1,900 calories, 3 days worth of saturated fat, 62 grams, which comes basically from the chocolate, the sugar, the cream, the white flour, and the butter. Basically, a cake filled with a high risk of heart disease, obesity, and diabetes. So there you have it. That's the list. And how much time do we have, Sonar? Okay. So that's all I've got for you for today. We've run out of time. But thank you so much for tuning in to hour number two of You, the Owner's Manual radio show.
If you had to add one thing, Bridget, to that list, what would you add?
To the list of
Foods to avoid.
Oh, that's a really good question. I would have to say Pop-Tarts or any breakfast food that's very high in refined carbohydrates that has no nutritional value, because it's the worst way to start out your day. You're starting out your day on a horrible note, and breakfast, making it healthy, is so important. Thank you so much to Sonar for great engineering and participation. I'm Bridget Tegemeyer, filling in for Dr. Michael Roizen, who will be back next week. Thank you for listening, and stay well.
We get it. Who wants to talk about vaginal itching and irritation? Vaginal itching, burning, and irritation can be very embarrassing to talk about, even to your gynecologist. Though this topic can be quite uncomfortable, this vaginal problem could be affecting you, just as it affects millions of other women. Thankfully, there is now a product that can provide you with instant relief. We mean fast, as in relief right now. Prevalief Soothe is a natural, paraben-free, rapidly absorbing lotion that is comfortable and soothing to apply. Prevalief Soothe uses a new, natural soothing peptide complex and is made with natural probiotic technology to support vaginal health. To stop your itching fast, visit Prevalief.com to find out more information and purchase the product for immediate relief from your feminine issues. That's Prevalief.com. Prevalief, for immediate comfort and relief.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
"Don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?"
to your own parents.
You should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends.
You have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.